the United States, many manufactured goods include the words made in China. But one small company in the American state of Georgia is making traditional Chinese chopsticks and sending them to China. Faith Lapidus has more.
Chopsticks are sticks used in some Asian countries to eat food. They are often made out of wood, but can also be made of plastic. Most of the world's chopsticks are made in China. Several hundred Chinese manufacturers produce about 63 billion pairs of chopsticks a year. However, those manufacturers need more wood. One small company in the American city of Americus, Georgia, has recognized this demand. It started producing chopsticks for export to China. Korean-American Jay Lee is the president of Georgia Chopsticks. He says the world market for chopsticks is huge.
Right now, like, we are making about 2 million pairs of chopsticks per day, but like, we are increasing. End of this month, we'll have like another, you know, set of machines coming. So it'll increase to like 4 million per day. End of this year, we'll produce 10 million per day.
About one-third of the world's population uses chopsticks. Japan, for example, uses about 23 billion pairs of the sticks each year. China may need more wood for producing chopsticks, but David Garriga says there is plenty of wood near Americus, Georgia. Mr. Garriga is the head of the local Economic Development Council.
Rural Georgia, in the cities in rural Georgia, they're blessed with tons of natural resources. The Pacific Rim, especially areas in China and Japan, they've run out of wood, but we have an abundance of it.
In central Georgia, sweet gum and poplar trees grow in large numbers. In fact, these trees make good chopsticks. This is because the wood is not firm and has a nice color. Unlike many Asian chopsticks, these Georgia-made chopsticks do not need to be lightened with chemicals and bleach. Georgia Chopsticks opened at the end of last year. It received 450 requests for jobs in just 2 weeks. Today, the company employs 57 people at its factory. Jay Lee hopes to increase production and add 100 more workers by the end of the year. Every chopstick his company makes goes to Asia, where they are sold to stores in China, Korea, and Japan. Right now, Georgia Chopsticks cannot keep up with demand for its product. It costs Jay Lee less than 1 cent to make a pair of chopsticks, but he says he is not making any money yet. To earn a profit, he needs to produce more than 4 million chopsticks a day. He says he hopes to do this in the next month or two. David Garriga notes that the American connection to the production of chopsticks has a funny side.
Suddenly, here's a huge nation, the fastest growing in the world, that, you know, finances part of our national debt. And here we are making their basic products and shipping it to them like they've done for us for years. It's just kind of a reverse.